Welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. So today we're going to be talking about Lindsey Horan, but before we can get into that, we have our three soccer world records of the day. They're pretty interesting today, so you might enjoy them. Our first one is most Guinness World Records was completed by Messi with 41, and actually Ronaldo, you know, they're constantly going back and forth. Ronaldo came in close in second with 40, so he's close behind, but Messi currently holds the record. Farthest soccer throw-in, this was completed by Michael Lewis with 56.8 meters, or if you don't measure in meters, that's 186.3517 feet. And if that makes it easier for you to see it that way, but it does for me. That's a lot of feet. And for our third and final, we have longest distance dribbling a soccer ball. Australian Scott Richmond dribbled a soccer ball 29.63 miles, or if it's easier, 33,737 kilometers. Crazy, right? That's a long ways to dribble a soccer ball. That's like more than a marathon, I think. No, about a marathon. Close. But you're dribbling a soccer ball, so you're both running and you have to stay focused on your feet because you're dribbling. That's pretty crazy to me. All right, that's all we have on those. Now, what you all came for, super excited for, Lindsey Horan. So let's get started. Lindsey Michelle Horan is a professional women's soccer player. She was born May 26, 1994, making her currently 30 years old. She was born in Golden, Colorado, which is close to Denver. It's like a town right outside of Denver. Her parents are Mark and Linda Horan, and she grew up with her brother, Michael. She's a team captain for the women's national team, which she says is one of her life goals. She's not a team captain, but she plays for a French team, Olympique Lyonnais, and so that's pretty cool. She plays internationally. She's currently engaged to Tyler Heaps, and they announced their engagement in June of last year, which would be 2023. So she is engaged, and she has no kids, but her dog Ferguson is her baby. He's a Frenchie, and she's constantly posting pictures of him on her Instagram of their sweet moments together. She constantly talks about her happy, healthy Sundays where she just hangs out with her dog. So pretty cute that, especially since she's so busy, she still has time for her pet, which is really important. Lindsey is really good friends with, like, most of the people on the team, but it has been said slash seen that she's really good friends with especially Rose Lavelle and Mallory Swanson, not to mention the coach. She's really good friends with the coach. As a kid, she played for an elite Golden Rush team for U11. That's when she kind of just got started. She's 5'9" and has played soccer basically all her life, very unsurprisingly. If you watch her on the field, you won't be surprised to hear that. She attended Golden High School, and she was offered a scholarship to play collegiate soccer in North Carolina, which is Chapel Hill, but she decided the college route wasn't where she wanted to go, so she set a record by heading straight from high school to play pro soccer for Paris Saint-Germain FC. First of all, amazing that she was talented enough after high school to just go straight to playing pro. Second of all, she was amazing enough to go to a different continent, a different country, to play soccer. So those are both amazing things. So, and Paris Saint-Germain is not her current team anymore. She plays for Olympique Lyonnais, but obviously she liked France because that's where she stayed. At the time, she was the first women's soccer player to go straight from high school to a pro team. Really cool. Not to mention a pro team in a different country, as I said. When she started playing for them, she did not know any French whatsoever. She wanted to play abroad to really challenge her skills. And if you've seen her on the field, you will know that she never backs down from a challenge. She's constantly being aggressive and is never like, oh, I'm just going to let them get that ball. No, it's totally not her. She always takes the challenge. She also challenged herself to learn their language, and she did so. At first, she didn't know a single word of French, and now she's fluent, so she worked hard at that, because it's hard to learn a new language. Her positions are forward, attacking midfielder, and central midfielder, but you mostly just see her in center midfielder. She's played for multiple teams, such as the Portland Thorns, Paris Saint-Germain, and she currently plays for Lyon in France, aka Olympique Lyonnais, as we talked about earlier. She's really young when she started setting records, as you can tell from her being called to play in a different continent right after high school, so that's a starting record. Another cool thing that she's achieved is the fact that she was 18 years old in 2013. She was called up to the senior team roster for the Algarve Cup, which is a pretty important tournament. Like, obviously not as important as the World Cup, but still very important and very impressive. She was 18 and she got called to the senior team roster. And the Algarve Cup, although not as big of a deal as the World Cup, it's still a national tournament that she got called to play at 18. Super cool. She reached her 100 cap milestone, being the 41st to do this during her game versus New England in the first stage of the Olympics in Tokyo with her team. So that's a big deal. We've talked about that in episodes earlier about a few players who reached that, and it's a really big deal. So it's really cool because sometimes you don't make it that far, either injuries or just you're done, but she's made it that far, and it looks like she's going to keep going. She has 159 international appearances, and she has 36 career goals. That's still a climbing number. I can assure you it's not going to stay 36. She is constantly scoring goals for her team. She just seems so nice. Like, I would want to be friends with her. I feel like, you know, if I got to meet her or just even, like, talk to her, that would be amazing. She holds an Olympic bronze medal from the Tokyo Olympics in 2020. She's a gold medalist in the 2019 World Cup, gold in the women's champion from CONCACAF in 2018, as well as the 2022 CONCACAF W Championship and the 2024 CONCACAF W Gold Cup. W stands for women's. I don't know why. Lots of people just call it that. I don't think it's that much work to say it, but that's just if you know it better either way. That is not all. There are lots more achievements where that came from, and I think that we can expect lots more coming from her because she is amazing. Like, her talent is just crazy to me. And she has been playing. She said playing in a gold medal match has been a dream come true for her as a captain. Not only for the fact that she got to play that, they only have one captain, and she got chosen to be that, which I think was a great choice on the coach's part because she is a leader, she seems really nice, and yes, she's aggressive on the field, and actually, I've seen a game where she's gotten kind of into a bit of a scuffle with another player, but then at the end, she's that one who's hugging everyone on the other team. So yes, she can be a bit aggressive during the game, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing at all. I mean, definitely not when in the play sort of things, but it just, you can tell it means a lot to her if she would go through that much for it. She also says she's very lucky and thankful to have all of the good leadership leading her on the team. This would be some of the players, her teammates, but also her and her coach, as I said before, are good friends. Emma Hayes, semi-new coach, but obviously she's kind of earned her place a little bit because the second she came, they won the Paris Olympics. So I think she's kind of earned her spot a little bit. I think people are kind of like, oh, she's good, you know, because she has helped a lot. They actually, as I've said in an earlier episode, they have a specific set piece coach. So it's not only Emma Hayes. Obviously, she is a big part of it, though. She's the head coach. But, like, there are lots of other coaches that put in a lot to that that don't get as much recognition. So it's good to know that that is because, yes, Emma Hayes is totally amazing. But there's also their set piece coach and all these, the crew members that also need to be recognized for all their hard work. And you guys should watch the press conference after the U.S. won the 2024 Paris Olympics. It's Emma and Lindsay, and they seem just, like, really good friends. Because Haran's the captain, so she got called to that, and then the coach, obviously. And it was, like, it was kind of funny at sometimes. Like, they're both really, they have a sense of humor, which is really fun to watch. And then Emma's accent. I mean, might not be an accent for you if you're listening from, like, England, Australia, France, anywhere. I might sound like I have an accent, but she, to me, has an accent, and it's really cool. She has a cool voice. Totally random, but same as Pulisic, Haran is a big Chipotle fan. That's her go-to meal after a game. So, if you needed to know that, there you go. And now back on track a bit. She, in 2021, had 5 assists and 6 goals and was named FIFA Women's World Player of the Year, which is not surprising in the least, and she totally earned it. She has scored so many goals, and goals are really important. She got 6 goals. That's really important and really helpful to the team. But also, I think assists not only show that you're a good player, they also show, I mean, good player in talent-wise, they also show that you're a good player, like, as a person. Like, she honestly could go off and score a ton of goals, and maybe those 5 assists, she could have gone off and made 11 goals. But she decided to be selfless, and she passed it to another teammate so that they could have their moment, which is really admirable, in my opinion, because she totally probably could have dribbled away and brought that to the goal and scored another goal for her, but she cares about her teammates and she passed it to them and let other people have their moment. So that's really cool. She's kind of awesome. That's all we have on Lindsay Haran today. Be sure, if you liked this episode, to go on and do your research about her. She's really amazing. Watch some games she's in. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But before we can close out, our soccer quiz of the day, so don't leave yet. Our first one is pretty easy if you know a lot about soccer. If you don't and you're listening to this and you're like, half the things you're saying don't make sense. At the end, we'll explain some of these things. And this first one, lots of you, if you're a soccer fan, you know what it is. If you're a soccer fan but you don't know a lot about soccer, you might. You probably do. And if you don't know, like, anything about soccer, you probably don't, but that's okay. So, dribbling in basketball is where, you know, you, like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not a basketball player, but, you know, most people know dribbling with basketball. Dribbling with a soccer ball is just having the ball between your feet and bringing it upfield with you, you know? So, that's basically it. When you think about it, it's a really easy concept, but kind of hard to explain, but I'm sure most of you know what it is. Also, if you don't, you could look up a video, and that'll probably be more helpful than I was on that one. Our second one is a rainbow kick. It's where you put one foot in front and one foot in back, and the ball in between, and you kick it back up and over your head, and it comes back down to you, which, it's hard, but lots of people have tried to, like, master it, and once you get it, you can, like, bring it over a player's head, and it's really helpful, because you can, like, take it and just, like, run off with it. So, that's probably pretty helpful if you can get it. I'm still practicing. I haven't got that yet. But our third and final is also really hard. It's a rainbow throw-in where it happens if, I mean, most of the time people don't have their center players doing throw-ins, but it's mostly the wingers or the outsides. They do the throw-ins, and there's lots of people that can do this now. It is kind of new for a little bit, but, like, still lots of people can't. It's still pretty amazing. You grab the ball and you do, like, a front handspring over it, and you keep it in your hands, and then you throw it, and it makes some people, like, once you get it, it can make you throw it way further, so some people use it. Like, not everyone does, but I've definitely seen lots of games where people have done it, even in, like, high school games. You just have to get really good at it, but once you get it and, like, you get the timing right, you can get it really far, so it can be super helpful sometimes, but lots of people can't do it. I mean, I'm sure you could, it just takes a lot of practice and flexibility. So that's all we have for today. Before we close out, though, be sure to listen for more episodes and go to our Instagram page. It's We Shoot, We Score, and be sure to follow us so you can see new episodes and all sorts of things, and happy holidays. So, I hope you have a good holiday season. I will see you next Thursday. Bye.